terrible statistics. You know, we take for granted that swimming in Australia is something we can all do, and we love to think that we're a nation of bronzed Aussies who can handle any waterway, but 22 people drowned in 25 days across December and January. Staggering figures, very, very sad figures from New South Wales and Newcastle Life Saving. Lee Howes, Education Coordinator and Patrol Captain. Lee, these must be figures that just leave you scratching your head. They're tragic. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, look, it's probably been a really horror summer for everybody, and it's just, yes, whenever you hear these drownings, you're always filled with horror for the families and the people that, you know, are in these situations.
And I know it's a $64,000 question, but we're not just talking about the beach. We're talking about rivers, waterways, dams and swimming pools. What are some of the reasons? Obviously, you talk with your people, and is it a case of more people visiting Australia? Is it a case of taking for granted that kids need swimming lessons? Or is it a case of we just overestimate our ability when it comes to swimming in any area?
I think it's a combination of factors. When it comes to, you know, even backyard pools, it's basically supervision. You know, people think that, you know, not fencing yards or having inappropriate gate latches and leaving gates open, you know, is okay, but it's just not okay. You never know when somebody could just wander in. Beach education, I mean, a lot of people know about the beaches, know the dangers of the beaches, so they're very aware of that. But when it comes to things like rivers and dams, then, you know, they're not so sure. They look calm, they look safe, so people jump in and are unaware of the dangers. And yes, we do have lots of overseas tourists who really just do not understand beaches.
So how do we get the message across, looking at rivers at this stage? How do you safely swim in a river? Is it the case if you can't see the bottom, you don't swim? From living on a farm, you'd swim in a dam as a last resort because they were just generally horrible anyway. But what are the messages? How do you go about safe swimming? Are there any ABCs of safe swimming?
Well, I mean, a lot of my education is to do with the beach, and obviously I can talk to that without any problems. I think rivers and dams are another totally different scenario. I mean, I know myself, I'm a great swimmer, but when it comes to a river and a dam, if I can't see the bottom, I don't really want to put my feet anywhere near that. I mean, you just don't know what's underneath there. I know I've had experiences where, you know, I've been swimming in a river and then gone over a weir and not being aware of how the water current's going, you're being sucked back under. So I just think that people aren't aware that, you know, the river is a very dangerous place. I mean, you're talking about moving water, you're talking about things that are submerged that you can't see, you're talking about cold temperatures that can affect your body. So, yeah, I think this is the message when it comes to those sort of places is if you can't stand up, you know, don't go in anywhere you can't stand up. I think that would be the safest way.
It makes lots of sense. You know, we're talking about children learning to swim, but are you finding more and more adults don't have the necessary skills to take to the water?
I think when it comes to adults, they're pretty good at judging where they're safe and where they're not. I think with kids, they are always going to be adventurous. And unfortunately now, I think a lot of the school programs where they teach learn to swim have gone. I mean, I know when we went through and when I was teaching, we had, I think every year two students went to a compulsory learn to swim, and I'm not sure that happens in schools anymore. And I think that's a tragedy, especially living near so much water.
And these figures are just mind-blowing. So I suppose the message is coming out, especially when it comes to the beach. It's a very, very safe one. Swim between the flags.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason we put the flags where we do. I mean, we assess the beach when every time we put the flags up, and the lifeguards, council lifeguards, assess the beach every morning. They put the flags where it's the safest place to swim. So, yes, please, only swim in patrolled areas.
Let's hope the message gets out. Lee, thanks very much for your time, and let's hope this is a statistic that's not repeated in the coming weeks or the coming months. We've still got a fair amount of warm weather to go before winter drops in on us. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.